This is the Evolve Marriage Podcast, episode 12. Today we're talking about how Kate and I are recovering codependents.
Hi, this is Kate.
And this is Eric.
And this is the Evolved Marriage Podcast,
where we have fun with growth and connection.
Thanks for joining us.
All right, let's go.
Hey everyone, welcome.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome back. Thank you for being here again.
Thanks for jumping on again.
Yes.
Jumping on the crazy train with us.
Yes.
How are you feeling, Kate?
I'm feeling very excited. I have a lot of energy. I think I spent a lot of time outside today and that felt really good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling confused.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I bought these shorts and they came in and they're too small. And I'm wondering if I ordered them too small just to like walk around the house, you know, so you can get nothing done.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they just like came too small or if I gain weight. So I'm got a lot of confusion. Some of that stuff I don't want to admit. But I'm going to wear them around for a bit, see what it's like.
I think you look real sexy, love.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, love. All right. So today we are talking about codependency.
Codependency. And that is a big term. And I know for me, when Eric first started talking about it, I didn't really know what it meant. So maybe it's just because I'm French, but it might be a term that you're not very familiar with. So why don't we start by defining it?
Yeah. So when we define it in terms of, you know, our marriage, codependency within a marriage is when you, as the spouse, you get your value and your self-worth based on your partner's opinion of you,
mm-hmm.
right? So you need your partner to think a certain way of you in order for you to feel like you have value or worth.
Exactly.
Right? So at the foundation, we talk about this kind of funny saying that's kind of baloney, but this idea of like happy wife, happy life. This idea that I am a good husband if my wife is happy, that is codependency.
Yeah, exactly. And I only feel good if I'm able to make my wife happy or my husband happy.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's definitely a no-no in relationships. It can cause some really unhealthy dynamics. So where we want to get to when it comes to codependency is interdependency or differentiation.
That's
which
right.
means you can be two individual, independent, but healthy people who are in a marriage, but you're still working together to co-create something to make it, you know, to make your marriage still a beautiful, wonderful thing and evolving together while still keeping that individuality and that independence within yourself.
Yeah, I love that. So what would you say is the first big mistake, Jinx, by the way?
I think for us, and it really showed up often in our marriage, was this idea of not expressing what we wanted, what we need, how we're feeling. So being afraid to tell the other one those things, the other person in the relationship, those things, because we're afraid of what they might think of us. We're afraid that we're going to be a burden if we have to tell them, you know, I'm really not feeling it today and I'm really tired. So can you, you know, take care of the kids? I feel bad. And it really comes down to that is I feel bad. And if I ask for these things, then that's going to mean that I am bad.
Yeah. And I think the easiest way to really define that is, you know, I don't want to ask for something of you because if it inconveniences you in some way, right? And I believe it does, then that somehow means that I am not a good spouse.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
And that's why we avoid asking for things we want, things we need, because we don't want to be a burden because that somehow means that we're not the best we
can
be.
Yeah. And we avoid talking about our feelings. Meaning if your spouse did something that hurt you or did something that, you know, didn't sit right with you, we avoid talking about it because, well, that would mean that you're a burden and you're bad and you know, you're probably not worthy of him changing that behavior for you. And this is something that, you know, I fell into often. So it's very, very important to get to a place where we can start talking about those emotions. And the next thing that we often see in relationships and probably that also showed up in ours was this duty to make your spouse happy. It is my job as a spouse to make you, Eric, happy.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, every time that I perceive you to be stressed out, angry, sad, whatever negative, quote unquote, emotion that I think you're having,
mm-hmm.
I somehow means that I am failing you as a spouse.
Yes.
Right? Exactly like what you said. So I spend my time exhaustingly try to, you know, manipulate the situation. And oftentimes it's from a loving place, right? I don't want to see you suffer. I want you to feel good. But really beneath that loving place is I want you to feel good because somehow that means that I am a better husband. And what this typically leads to and why it's so dysfunctional is when we continue to try to manipulate someone's emotions and it's not going our way, we grow to resent that person.
Mm-hmm. And I think this can bring us to the third mistake we often see in marriages. I love that you brought up resentment because this one is huge when it comes to resentment. Mm-hmm. We don't do what we want to do in a marriage. So I'm avoiding doing things for myself in order to grow myself as a person, in order to enjoy myself, to have some time alone. I have all this guilt of going out and doing those things on my own because I'm going to leave Eric behind. And, you know, he's having a bad day. I can't leave him alone. Like, I know I told him and I planned this with my girlfriends 3 weeks ago, but I'm going to cancel my plans because Eric's just having a bad night and I'm really going to cancel it because it's my job to make him feel better. So yeah. I'm no longer doing what I want to do because I'm forever serving Eric is the perception I have in my head that I need to serve you.
Yeah. And so that's the codependent idea of, well, I have to be available to you because if something happens and I'm not there, that means I'm not a good husband. That means I'm crappy.
Right. Right?
So I always need to be available to you. So that leads now in a lot of marriages of, you know, in my situation, there was times when I literally wouldn't even go for a bike ride.
Yeah. Right?
I'd be like, I need to get out of the house, but I have to find the perfect time where I feel it's okay to leave and that, you know, the oceans are calm in the house. And the
all
kids
the
are
stars
fine.
Are aligned.
Exactly.
I can go for a bike ride.
Because if while I was gone, you needed something or I came back and you were like, oh my God, that was so stressful. I was like, well, there it is. I'm a horrible husband.
Right.
I should never went on this bike
ride. I should have been there to help Kate with this. And it's like, Kate is quite capable of taking care of that herself. And just because I'm complaining about it doesn't mean that you needed to be there to fix it for me.
Right. Yeah, 100%. Right.
So this is kind of a great segue to what to do instead.
So there was an analogy that was given to both of us, actually, by our coaches, Lance and Brandy Salazar, a couple of years ago. And they expressed what we call now the backpack analogy, right? Mm-hmm. So imagine yourself going on a hike. And you, Kate, are responsible for packing your backpack with your stuff. And I'm responsible for packing my backpack with my stuff. And then we're going on this hike and we're both carrying our own backpacks. In a healthy interdependent relationship, right? We would both be carrying our backpacks. But sometimes if I'm tired, I'll say, hey, Kate, my shoulder's kind of hurt. Do you mind carrying my backpack? Mm-hmm. And in a healthy marriage, you would be like, 100%, I can carry it. Carry it for a bit. And then I'm like, okay, cool. I'm ready now. I'm rested. I can take it again. Right? Mm-hmm. And then that happens. We interchange sometimes. So when one of us in the marriage, in a healthy marriage, feels down and needs a bit of caretaking, needs a bit of help, it's easy for us to ask and the other person to provide it.
Mm-hmm.
In that scenario, right? So that's a healthy scenario where we each have our own backpack and sometimes we allow the other person to hold on to it for a while, right? Mm-hmm. And the other person is willing.
Right.
In an unhealthy marriage, codependent marriage, I should say, is one person is always carrying the backpack, mm-hmm. right? And so it's exhausting for them, right? To carry not only their weight, but the weight of another person.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that has to be done in a marriage, right? Sometimes, Kate, you've had to lift me up, right? And
right.
sometimes I've had to lift you up.
Yeah, we go through seasons mm-hmm. where sometimes the season I'm going through is harder. It's exhausting. I'm extra busy. And I just can't deal with all of the things.
I really want to be clear here, right? Because oftentimes people confuse the situation. So what happens is they think that what's happening is the person who's giving up the backpack is the problem, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, well, that person shouldn't be giving me all the stuff. That person should be giving me all the backpack. But what's happening is actually the other person who's carrying the backpack and not setting that boundary, they're enabling
yes.
the situation and they're enabling the what's the happening.
Behavior.
Yeah, because of codependent behavior.
Right.
Right? Because they somehow feel like if they give the backpack back, that's going to cause strain to their partner. And because of that, they're a bad husband.
Right. And they're going to carry that backpack and break their back. And they're never going to feel like it's okay for them to say, hey, listen, Kate, like I've been carrying this backpack for a while. Like you got to take some of your stuff back. You don't have to take it all, but just like take some of the load off of me.
Yeah.
And a codependent partner will never feel comfortable saying that because they feel like it is my job to carry this backpack.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's move on to, you know, what we should be doing instead in order to move more towards interdependence.
Right. So the first, maybe easiest thing to start learning to do is expressing yourself. And being careful when you're expressing yourself in using the I or we statements.
And I think it's really important to use I statements without expectation.
Oh, yes.
And one thing that I want, you know, all of you listeners to really create awareness around, because this is something that we even do, right? And we fall into this trap, is when you mean I, use I,
yes.
Right? When you mean I, don't use we, no. Right? I say this all the time where it's like, we feel, you know, we're disconnected. Like, no, I think we're disconnected.
Yeah, I'm feeling disconnected.
Right, exactly. You don't have to say we if mm-hmm. it's you that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes that's what happens and you make it about the whole situation, which then, Kate, you might be like, I don't feel disconnected.
Yeah, why are you talking for me?
Right, exactly. Right. So it already puts us on the opposite side. So use I when it's an I statement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And don't have any expectations when you're sharing your feelings. So the second idea of what we want you to move towards instead is to really practice allowing your partner to have an emotional experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think oftentimes we try to prevent our partner from feeling stressed out, feeling angry, feeling sad, right? All these things we deem to be negative emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a big part of the process is to learn how to emotionally regulate yourself in those moments so you can give them the space to be who they want to be, right?
Yeah. And that takes a lot of practice. It's a very difficult thing to do, especially when you're a person such as me who has trouble seeing other people hurt.
Mm-hmm.
My initial reaction when I see those things is to immediately try to make them feel better. And maybe it's just my teacher heart, my mama heart,
it's
uncomfortable I want to try
to see them, right?
Yeah. I just want to try to make them feel better. But even as a mom and as a teacher, I've had to learn that I need to let people live out their emotions, no matter what they are, whether I perceive them as good or bad emotions or, positive versus negative emotions. It's okay for them to feel what they need to feel.
Yeah. And I just really want to be clear here, right? Allowing your partner. So when we talk about differentiation, which you meant earlier in the episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
Differentiation is really to be able to be very close to someone
mm-hmm.
while continuing to keep your own autonomy,
yes.
Right? So be able to be an individual and be very, very close to someone. So, you know, in our relationship, we often call this sitting in the fire with you,
yeah.
Right? So you're having this emotional experience or I'm having this emotional experience. I'm super stressed out. I'm angry. I'm in a funk, whatever. And you're just right beside me with me, showing that you love me, you know, you care for me, but you are just giving me that space to experience all these emotions. This is not just allowing your partner to be on an island on their own, right? This is what will happen sometimes in marriages where it's like, well, I can't deal with this, so I'm out. And I'll let you deal with it on your own,
yeah.
Right? We don't want to go that. We want to be able to really practice being able to be with your partner while they're having an experience.
Exactly.
Now, if they're yelling and screaming in your face, right? Create yes. that boundary and say, I'm sorry, I won't be spoken to in that way and walk away. But I really want to get to a place where it's, you know, if somebody's like, hey, I'm kind of stressed out. You're not like, well, I'm out. Sorry, I can't deal with this.
Yeah,
peace.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And if you can't deal with it in that moment, tell your partner, I need 5. I'm going to go take a deep breath. I'm going to take care of this and I'll be right back. You know, and we'll sit here together. We'll breathe together. We'll do whatever it is you need to do. You let me know what it is you need in this moment.
Yeah, because
I'll sit in the fire with you.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm. And then bringing it back to our backpack analogy for the third thing to do instead, don't enable your spouse. Trust in them. Allow them to believe in themselves that they can take some of the stuff back into their backpacks.
Right. And I think in our marriage, that was playing out a couple of years ago where, you know, I had such codependent behavior, right? I needed you to be happy and satisfied with life in order for me to have value as a husband, that I tried to do everything for you,
mm-hmm.
right? I would cook, I would clean, I would organize, I would make sure that I could do absolutely everything, show up as a great lover, show up as all these things, right? A lot of those nice guy tendencies were showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, you know, I was enabling you just to kind of play back and get treated in that way, right? And I was starting to resent that aspect of you.
Yeah, for sure. Guilty. and I think for you, Eric, here in this case, you were the codependent one. You were the one enabling my behavior. You were the one allowing me to continue giving you my backpack and me sitting with my feet up and going like, woo, life is good. I don't have to do anything.
Right.
So there is a lot of that when it comes to codependency, where oftentimes it's really hard for the other partner to start seeing, for example, me, to start seeing like, dang, Eric's doing a lot, because I was taking advantage of it. I was like, this is fabulous. I love this. Like, I'm living my life. I'm doing other things, but I'm not seeing you drowning. I'm not seeing you in pain carrying these two backpacks.
Well, not just that. I think you're also not experiencing it because I'm not expressing myself.
Exactly.
Because of the codependent.
Yeah, for sure. So in that moment, what might have been healthier would have been for you to invite me to come and help you in whatever it was that you were needing in that moment. So obviously you're a person who loves a very neat, tidy house. So instead of doing it all on your own, what would have been healthy and a healthy interdependent relationship, you would have come and invited me to join you in accomplishing your tasks.
Right.
And if me, the princess, refused at that point, if I was still saying, nope, well then Eric needs to get to a place where he can be healthy enough to say, okay, I'm still putting down your backpack, Kate.
Right.
And I'm going to do some of the cleaning, but I'm definitely going to trust that you can, you know, you can clean up after yourself. You can probably clean a bathroom or two, and you can probably do a meal or two once in a while. So I'm going to put down your backpack. I'm going to trust that you can eventually pick it up. And I'm going to go on with my life. I'm going to clean a bit, but then I'm going to leave myself some time so that I can take care of myself and do things that I also enjoy, like going for a bike ride or going for a walk by myself. And because you were so busy taking care of me and the house and all those things and treating me like the queen you wanted me to be.
Because I thought that's what was making me a good husband.
Yeah. Right? You weren't taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And then you were resentful. You were angry. And you didn't even know it was because of that. You didn't even know it was because you were treating me like that. You thought you were being a good husband. You thought you were doing the right things.
Yeah, and if you think back on those moments, right, I'm sure that was very attractive, right? Me just keeping a pristine house and being angry all the time.
Yeah.
Right? All right, so we want to leave you with one really big idea here for you to take away, right? If you take anything away from this podcast, it's really this thing. And to really understand that early when you and your spouse got together, right? When Kate and I got together, she fell in love with me as an individual, mm-hmm. right? And I fell in love with you as an individual. So it was all these qualities about you that I really, really loved. And what naturally happens is we, you know, become married, we start to lose all those qualities, right? Because we're really focused on serving my partner and making sure they're happy. And so we really want to make sure that we don't lose ourselves in the marriage, right? We really want to make sure that in order to move towards interdependency, that we keep that individual part of ourselves alive, right? Mm-hmm. We keep that individual fire. So we each have that as a partner, right? The self aspect of the relationship in order to, as a team, move towards creating a healthy marriage.
Exactly. I love that. So what we really want to encourage you to do this week is to really find yourself again. Do something that for yourself that you used to love, or if you don't remember what that looks like, do something that you've been wanting to do or try for a long time. Do it. Do one thing for yourself without your spouse, without your kids. You know, it can be with a friend or something, but really do it for yourself and really focus on what it is that you loved or want to do now.
So that wraps up our episode. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you being here. For everything we do, you can check out the show notes, but also join us at evolvemarriage.com. If you feel like this is something you're stuck with, feel free to reach out evolvemarriage.com/coaching. You can book a call with me so we can go a bit deeper in it. But most importantly, if you know somebody, if you love somebody who is struggling with this or who can benefit from this episode, please share this with them. Mm-hmm. We need your help to co-create our vision, which is to lower the divorce rate in the world and really create amazing marriages that are focused on fun, intimacy, and growth. So that's it for us this week. We love you guys, and we'll chat soon.
Bye, guys.